pay Sayidina Liman. Senegalese pop star Youssou N'Dour is the top-selling African musician of all time. In the West, he's famous for his song 7 Seconds with Nina Cherry and for his collaborations with Peter Gabriel. He invented his own style of music called Mbalax, a mix of Senegal's traditional Wolof drumming, African-rooted Cuban sounds, and American soul. A devout Sufi Muslim, Youssou N'Dour moved away from the raucous sounds of Mbalax to make an album about his faith. The album, called Egypt, has raised more than a few eyebrows around the Muslim world. Filmmaker Chai Vassarelli followed Youssou N'Dour after the album came out, and she made a documentary about it called I Bring What I Love. And Strange Champ sat down with the pop star and the filmmaker right after the film opened in New York. She asked Youssou N'Dour why he made this album of devotional music.
We are also Muslim. We coming from West Africa, Senegal. We are black Africans. Yes, we are also Muslim. And the level we are Muslim is the stronger one. And tell people, the rest of the world, what I feel is people in the West doesn't have enough information about Islam. Enough information about the background of Islam. And what we're trying to do is give them more information, and maybe they're going to have different view.
Mm-hmm. Chai, your film, I Bring What I Love, is a portrait of Youssou N'Dour, and especially it's a story about the Egypt album and what it represents to Youssou personally, to Africa, and to the West. Is there a backstory here for you as well?
When I set out to make the film, I was interested in presenting an uplifting image of Africa. And I thought that music was one way to do that. And when I met Youssou and first heard him perform, I mean, it's kind of life-changing, his voice. I mean, it's like a, you know, life-affirming experience to hear Youssou N'Dour sing. But I wasn't interested in making a biography. And when Youssou shared with me the Egypt album, the moment I heard it, I knew that I had to make this film. It was not long after 9/11. I was frustrated by what was happening in the world. I felt like my own voice couldn't be heard. And here was an artist who was standing up for what he believed in and was celebrating a peaceful and beautiful and tolerant Islam. And I thought that was a message and a story that had to get out there. You know, it was the most important thing I could do. And so I thought we had to make this film.
Allah, 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 Allah.
What happened when the album first came out?
Big problem. Big problem because, you know, we were trying to do a video, trying to go to the mosque to do a video, no one knowing exactly what we're trying to do. And the next day, all the press saying, I'm going in the mosque with dancer, with, you know, the style of music I'm doing before. Yes, it was difficult. You know, some reaction was really negative. I think it was difficult in the beginning.
Didn't some radio stations refuse to play it?
Yeah, definitely. Not really refuse, you know. They was just not having interest because of, you know, all this buzz.
Let's go!
Are you ready tonight?
Babi yakhle ba yakh dafani ko bamba muné ko mbaké muné ko yani won don ten soborom té doton somorom té waxtu julika so jul waxtu wi dinga togn soborom té bo julé sunu bir gal dinga ñu togn bamba sami dir bigi tubab ya
Chai, some of the most interesting scenes in the film are some of the scenes when Youssou took the Egypt album on tour. partly during the month of Ramadan, the month traditionally devoted to prayer and fasting. That was a difficult decision, I imagine.
Well, you know, for me, actually, it was really quite appropriate to perform this spiritual, sacred music during a sacred month. And I think that was, you know, I don't want to speak for Yusuf, but I think that was very much kind of the intent there.
There's a really interesting scene in the film when I think, Chai, you'll have to explain it. I think there's a nightclub owner explaining that before Yusuf and the band come on, people will have to stop drinking alcohol.
And what a great, great nightclub. I think he was like an MC, essentially. What a great guy. I mean, yes, no one had really thought about that. I mean, this is one of the first time everyone had been on the road together, and it was probably the first time that they had toured sacred music during Ramadan in essentially a nightclub in Dublin.
Yeah, we're sorry about this, but we have had a few minutes with Yusu and Fatih and his musicians from Cairo. And as you know, we're in the holy month of Ramadan right now. It's been Ramadan for about the last week or so. And the guys are very, it's a sort of a difficult situation for them because, you know, this is liturgical music and sacred music. And it's, while they absolutely understand the kind of cultural imperatives of how we enjoy music here, some of them are having a real difficulty with coming out and performing the music because there's alcohol in the room. So we're really sorry about this. It's an oversight on our part, on everybody's part. The band themselves are apologetic about it. Yusu is apologetic about it because it's something we should have identified much earlier. But in order to get the show happening, what we'd like to do is just give you about 10 or 15 minutes, if you wouldn't mind, to have the drink that's in front of you, and then we'll get the show on. Okay.
All right.
So just about 10-15 minutes today. Thanks very much.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yalla.
Let's have a show.
Allah. I have the impression from having seen the film, Chai, that one of the things you were trying to do is to explain the many ways in which this album is really deeply significant for Yusu. Partly because it's a way he's building bridges between his own traditions, his own faiths, rooting himself, you know, deeply in his African griot traditions and roots, but also, for the first time, really singing very, very openly about his Sufi faith.
I think that's why this album was so personal. Mm-hmm. And I think that also that's one of the reasons why the film is so personal, is that we're getting at least as a filmmaker, it was a real privilege to live and experience and try to document what, you know, what Yusu was going through and his, you know, real determination to express this very tolerant face of Islam and to be understood both abroad and at home, mm-hmm. even though it wasn't always easy.
Yes, it gave different faith and also maybe, you know, faith people doesn't know him.
I think that Yusuf has been very consistent in his statement that Islam is a religion of peace. And that's really at the heart of every song in that album and in the heart of this film. And in addition, it's a religion that is diverse mm-hmm. and rich in that way. So you'd say it's a religion yeah. of peace.
Yeah, definitely. Islam, it's peace, tolerance. Tuba, Darussalam, Nifavlu gauti dimya ni pais, Biwaru wai gachi najas. I think it's totally life-affirming. And that's kind of the point. You know, of any audience, no matter where you are, if you just experience, you know,
Yusu's music, and then you understand that he's, you know, not only is he African, but he's Muslim. He comes from this very rich, you know, background. It changes how you look at how we think about Muslims. It changes how we think about Africans, and that's kind of the point, you know. And for me, that's why I made the film.
Thank you. Thank you for the film, and thank you for the music.
Thank you.
Chai Vassarelli's documentary about Yusu N'Dour is called I Bring What I Love. Yusu N'Dour is Africa's top-selling artist. His album Egypt won a 2005 Grammy Award. The singer and the filmmaker spoke with N. Strange Champs.